Mornings with Deborah Cameron, online, on digital, on 702 ABC Sydney.
Now, I don't know what you'll be doing at the weekend, but a bit of relaxation is on the cards probably for an awful lot of people. There are others, though, who are much more likely to get out of bed and are highly motivated. 120 Sydney women who deserve perhaps a long rest afterwards are embarking on a 50-kilometre walk early tomorrow morning to raise funds for an extremely good cause, the Catherine Hamlin Fistula Hospital in Ethiopia. Now, Rebecca Abbott is the organiser of Walk for Women, and she joins me now. Rebecca, good morning.
Morning, Deb. How are you?
Good, thanks. Look, tell me about your interest in this great cause.
Yeah, well, look, it's just such a moving cause. I think being a mother myself, you can really relate to the women who are in such a terrible situation, having been through prolonged labour, and at the end of it, often their baby dies. So I just thought, look, it's time to do something about this.
Now, you've rattled together 120. Are they of your friends?
Well, look, it started as a small group of about six of us, and I was hoping to get 10 walkers, and from that group of 10, the word just spread. So women from lots of different churches over Sydney participating, as well as women outside the church as well.
Now, 50 kilometres is quite a way. Have you been in training for it?
We have been training, although I must say that the furthest I've been so far is 31 kilometres. So I'm hoping that adrenaline might carry me for the further 20.
Now, whereabouts will you start? Where will people see you walking if they're out and about?
Yeah, look, we'll be all through the streets of Sydney. We start at Coogee at 7 a.m. We'll be going along the coastwalk through Bondi, Rose Bay. We'll be passing through the Domain. We go over the bridge to North Sydney. From North Sydney, we carry on to Chatswood. From Chatswood, we have a next checkpoint at St Ives, and then we'll be walking through to Tarramurra.
Now, are there? Do you want people to sponsor you through the website, or are you also having, you know, ways that people can donate to walkers as they go past?
Yeah, look, it's a little tricky to carry buckets with us for 50 kilometres, as much as we'd like to. So if people could jump online and sponsor us, that would be really appreciated. It's a great cause.
Thank you very much, and all the very best tomorrow. I hope the weather's on your side, Rebecca.
Thanks, Deb. Yeah, I hope so too. And I'll just give out the website address too for people to donate. It's www.hamlinfistula.org.au/donate, and people can put Walk for Women in the event field, and therefore the Hamlin Fund will know that that goes towards the Walk for Women.
All right, thanks so much, Rebecca.
Thanks a lot, Deb.
All the very best tomorrow. Rebecca Abbott is the organiser of Walk for Women, and as she said, it's the proceeds of that will go to the Hamlin Fistula Hospital in Ethiopia. Go to hamlinfistula.org.au/donate and click on that Walk for Women so that Rebecca and her 120 friends get the credit for their great efforts at the weekend, when the rest of us might be taking a little bit more slowly, I suspect.